So the Nolan Show can reveal this morning that the Department of Education has sent 11 warning letters to schools about alleged tutoring of children for transfer tests. Results of the contentious tests are due out this weekend. The 11 Plus was scrapped, of course, in 2008. But grammar schools started using new transfer tests to select pupils. The Department of Education has warned teachers in the past that they should not coach pupils for the test. We can reveal this morning that they have sent 11 schools warning letters. They have named the schools involved. Knocknagan Primary School, Strandtown Primary School in Belfast, Broadbridge Primary School in Eglinton, St Francis Primary School in Lurgan, Stranmillis Primary School in Belfast, the Armstrong Primary School in Armagh, St Bride's Primary School in Belfast, St Malachy's Primary School in Newry, St Anne's Primary School in Dunmurry, Cranmore Integrated Primary School in Finicky, Andrews Memorial Primary School in Cumber. That first one was Knocknagan Primary School in Desert Martin. Now, Mark Langhammer is from the Association of Teachers and Lecturers. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning.
Good morning. So these warning letters being sent from the department.
Well, I wasn't aware of that, but I am aware of the issue of not just coaching at primary schools, but also invigilation of tests at post-primary schools. And I suppose the issue from we're a teachers union. I suppose the issue from a teachers union point of view is that coaching in primary schools and invigilation at post-primary schools isn't a contractual duty. Now, what we tend to advise our teachers is that, you know, many primary schools actually do this sort of coaching out of school. They do it in after school.
But they're not allowed to. The Department of Education is making it clear they're not allowed to, whether in school or out of school.
Well, out of school, a school can organise coaching sessions, and we would advise our members that they can undertake those duties as effectively overtime and get paid for it. But it's not a contractual duty.
But if the Department of Education is saying it is against the rules, don't do it, we're sending you a warning letter, should teachers not stop?
Yes, I think teachers should stop. I mean, the issue at the heart of this is because, I mean, it used to be the case when the 11 Plus was going on that young people in Primary 6 and Primary 7 almost exclusively concentrated on biffing up and coaching for the test. And that meant that those pupils who weren't doing the test quite often lost out on an education. The other issue at stake is that primary school teachers are meant to teach the revised curriculum, not to narrow the curriculum. So that's the reason why the department, I guess, are sending out warning letters. I wasn't aware of the warning letters, I have to say, but that is, I presume, the reason.
Yeah. The department's guidance on post-primary transfer states the school should not facilitate unregulated entrance test arrangements in a way by supplying support materials, carrying out any preparation for unregulated tests during teaching hours, offering afternoon school coaching and exam technique, or by providing familiarisation with the testing environment.
Yeah, that's
all
right.
Boards of governors are required by law to have regard to this guidance.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. But what I was saying was that many of the schools, either from their own resources or paid for by parents, do offer coaching sessions outside of school, whether at weekends or at after schools or whatever. And our advice to our teachers, I have to say other unions simply tell their teachers not to do it. We say, you know, if the school is going to employ you on a secondary contract and pay you, that's fine outside school.
So you're saying schools should pay extra to staff to do this?
Absolutely, because it's a non-contractual additional duty. That's what we're here for.
Not, is there not a class issue here? Let me bring Michelle Markham into this. Morning to you, Michelle.
Morning, Stephen.
Former principals, Michelle Markham and Andy McMoran with us. Michelle, you're also on the Board of Governors of a local primary school. Andy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Is this not a class issue, Michelle, that you have the Department of Education saying this is forbidden, right, in primary schools, and yet you may have the more wealthy parents who are able to bring tutors in to their kids' home at night time, school them, prepare them for these type of tests, and meanwhile the working class kid who can't afford private tuition isn't allowed to get the preparation in school?
Stephen, that's exactly it in a nutshell. And in fact, I would argue that narrows the intake profile of pupils going into grammar schools more so than ever the old test did, which actually allowed all children to have an equal chance. I am a total opponent of testing, but what has happened is we've got a real pig's ear in place of when the official tests were abolished. all of these other problems have now come into play. Exactly what you say, it's a class issue. The children who attend primary schools in lower socioeconomic areas, where parents just cannot afford this testing, are doubly excluded because there's no official testing. The unofficial tests are administered outside of school hours. Parents who pay get a chance for their child to access those tests, and the other parents don't. So we're excluding. Having said that, our secondary schools are doing an excellent job in the main of allowing children a second opportunity to have 11 to 16 to 18 education and go on to university. But that isn't the point. It is a class issue, and young people should have equal opportunities, and there's less opportunity than there ever was for children who can't afford things.
Well, it's interesting you said it's a class issue. Of course, the minister, the education minister, is John O'Dowd, Sinn Féin being a party that would purport to represent all the classes, including, obviously, the working class. And here we have a situation where you argue, Michelle, that it'll be the working class who would be disadvantaged. Andy McMoran, would you agree?
I think it runs a lot deeper. The point that Michelle made about the good secondary schools, I mean, this the bottom line here is, this is an attack on the grammar schools. Now, I am 100% against these tests. I think they're obscene, but I'm not against academic selection, and I'm certainly not against grammar schools, and we have some excellent high schools in this country. Why attack the whole system? Because there's certain schools that are failing. Go into there and see it.
So teachers being able to prepare kids for these tests, should that be allowed?
Stephen, the principals of these schools are now, I mean, the pressure's just built up and built up. It's a hard enough job without all this going on.
Without them getting warning letters, you mean?
Pardon?
Without them getting warning letters?
Yes, of course.
From the department?
Yes, of course. The parents here know, a lot of parents want their kids to go to a grammar school, and they're applying pressure on the principal. If they don't do it in the school, they'll take them to these organisations that are making, you know, the coaching organisations. It's the tests here that's the problem, not the academic selection.
But Michelle, the schools are getting it in both ears, right? On one hand, from these warning letters, these threatening letters from the Department of Education, I say threatening letters, threatening in terms of telling them they're breaking the rules and to stop, and then they're getting it in the other ear from parents who want their kids to excel, want their kids to get into the grammar schools.
Yes, Stephen, it's a terrible situation. If I was a parent of an 11-year-old child now, I imagine I would want my child to have every opportunity to access what I would believe to be the best education. The problem is, can we not convince our parents that education at every post-primary school now is equal, that it offers the same opportunities because it's a common curriculum? But unfortunately, that's not the way it's put about. And these unofficial tests tell parents that only if their children do them will they be able to access a good education. So there's huge inferences in these test organisations saying that their child will not get a good education if they don't go to a grammar school. What does that tell a parent? They have to go to the primary school and demand that the primary school prepares their child for these tests. The primary school says, I can't do that because of the law. And the parent says, well, I'm going to move my child.
Here's Lisa. Morning, Lisa.
Morning, Stephen.
I know you were driving up the M1. You were raging about this. You're a teacher yourself and a mother.
I'm seething. I have a daughter who is awaiting her results on Saturday, the primary 7 pupil, and it just makes me so angry that it's just it seems to be an agenda to put pressure on primary schools not to prepare children for this assessment. But to be honest, as a parent, I felt I had no other choice but to prepare my child for this assessment, to give her as much opportunity as she possibly can.
Well, we're left in this limbo land because, of course, it was a Sinn Féin minister who scrapped the 11 plus. Stormont can't agree what they replace it with. And you've got these schools left in this limbo land, Lisa.
It's horrendous. It's a horrendous situation for primary schools. It's a horrendous situation for parents and even worse for children that are awaiting these results on Saturday. Now, the system that was previously in place was even better than the system and this farce that we've been left with, to be quite honest.
It's quite this letter is quite stark in some places because it reminds the school principals. And by the way, that list of schools which we read out, we have no idea if they're still coaching kids or not. It's alleged coaching, and these are the names of the schools that the Department of Education has written to about the issue since May 2012. Ralph McGee is principal of one of the schools, Andrews Memorial Primary in Cumber. His school has been sent a warning letter. He spoke to Tara Mills on the Nolan Show last November.
This is advice to the parents, which we are told to give out. It says the school should not facilitate unregulated entrance test arrangements in any way by supplying support materials, carrying out any preparation for unregulated tests during core teaching hours, offering afternoon coaching and exam technique, or by providing familiarisation with the test environment. Now, that's what it says in black and white. There's no, there are 54 children in RP7, 48 people just would expect me not to, to completely ignore that.
And do you?
Yeah.
It was very honest of you. You know, are you worried about the department taking action against you, or do you think they do, as you say, turn a blind eye?
Well, I think it would be. My job is the principal of Andrews Memorial. If I was a principal in a different school with a different type of community and different expectations, I'd be doing the job differently. But my job is to serve our community, and in that sense, it is to support parents' wishes. Whenever I see parents in the transfer interview, which is after the results come out, that's kind of when I earn my money, looking people eye to eye and being able to send them out with feeling satisfied that the school has provided the support and that the parents feel satisfied that we've done so.
Right, that's Ralph McGee. We've been actually speaking to him yesterday about this. He's since told us that he sent this statement through. I'll read some of the statement. He says, as a school principal placed in this position through the creation and implementation of unregulated entrance tests to grammar schools and the expectations of parents wishing their kids to attend these grammar schools, I'm disappointed, he says, that the department, prior to receiving our governor's reply, felt it appropriate to reveal the school's name to the BBC. The school has never received a parental complaint about its curriculum delivery in any year group. Neither has it ever received a complaint in relation to its preparation of pupils for the post-primary education. So, Michelle Markham, this school principal clearly is angry that his school has been named.
Yes, Stephen, but I was also interested in what he said about if he was the principal of a school in a different socioeconomic area, he would do the job differently. I think that just about sums it up. He inadvertently, completed the argument that I was making, which is about, the advantage of some areas and the disadvantage of other areas.
So whatever happened to kids having an even playing field in Northern Ireland?
Yeah.
Andy. Morning, Andy.
Morning.
Go ahead, Andy.
Michelle's just made the point there that leave it up to the people in education that know what they're doing. Do these people actually think that schools would go out of their way to knowingly hurt kids? The pressure that principal's now under again this morning, plus some schools during the week who are now under pressure from their church applying this on. I mean, if everybody knows that the test is obscene, let's get away from that. That's a smokescreen. Let's get down to the real issue, and the real issue is academic selection. What's the next step? Are they going to go to GCSE and they're going to go to A-level and say, we're not going to
We're stuck in this stalemate, Andy, so there isn't going to be a next step at the moment. The reality is, and I said again, if you've got a couple of quid, if you're an upper-class kid in this society, if you're a middle-class kid, your parents have got free money around them, as in money that they, the disposable income around them, they can bring a tutor in to that kid at night time and give that kid an advantage.
Exactly.
If you're a working-class kid, you won't get that help in your primary schools because the principals of those schools are being warned against doing it.
Exactly, Stephen, but they're going to turn right now and do something about it with an election coming up. This is a real hot potato.
Here's Andy and Maura. Good morning, Andy.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
Go ahead.
Stephen, I think the Department of Education should send that letter to all primary schools because I would be quite sure virtually every primary school is doing some form of coaching and training. So send it to all of them. My own son's school.
Well, let's not get into areas or schools.
I'm not going to name any schools, but I mean, they would have done a practice test one in a week. And they would have had a wee afternoon club to help them. That's the way they get around it. And I would suggest most schools in Northern Ireland were doing that there to help the kids.
Well, if that's true, that most schools in Northern Ireland are doing it, Andy, then what about those schools who are dissuaded from doing it, from these warning letters from the Department of Education? This is a big issue then.
Well, I would say it's up to the headmaster or headmistress of that school to make up their own decision.
Well, except this letter that we've had sight of, from the Department of Education. You know, it quotes the law and warns principals to adhere to the law.
Yeah, that may be the case, puts them in a difficult situation, but I think the Department of Education needs to listen to what the parents want, and I'm not saying that all parents want their children to go to grammar school, but there's quite a significant proportion do for whatever reason, and if that's the case, I think those parents have the right to try and have their kids prepared as best as they can to
For example, the Department of Education has said in a statement to us, they said, the principal is advised of the established process for handling curriculum complaints in the context of an alleged failure to deliver the primary curriculum to all pupils because of the distorting effect of coaching for a test during core teaching time.
Yeah, so I've made my point.
All boards and governors are required by law to have regard to guidance that's given to them. All this kind of stuff from the department. What would you say to the education minister this morning?
Well, I would say he needs to wake up and smell the coffee, because I would say 95% of primary schools, if they're honest, are doing some form of assistance.
Do you support them doing it?
If it's their decision, yes.
Here's a tweet in, says, Stephen, I'm a Sinn Féin voter with children. Current education transfer process is a mess. Where is John O'Dowd this morning? He has questions to answer. We did ask for the minister. He ain't coming on. He's not available. Darren's next. Morning, Darren.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Darren.
I don't see the harm in coaching. If a family makes a decision that their kids is going to do the transfer test, I don't see any harm in coaching them for it. The same as a kid who wants to play football, they get coaching.
Well, the issue is this, surely. Either everybody can be coached or nobody can be coached.
But then either
and then it's a level playing field.
He does it. You know what I mean? I never thought the test should have been done away with. I've done it myself. My son done it. I don't see a harm in it. But if the choice is there that you either do it or you don't, then the choice should be there that you get coaching for it or you don't. You can't give people a choice to do it and then say, well, you can't get coached for it.
That's exactly what's happening.
That's stupid. It's absolutely stupid. It's like one hand doesn't know what the other hand's doing, which doesn't really surprise me over here, but you cannot ban somebody from coaching a kid for a test if you're going to give that kid the option of doing the test. It's just stupidity.
Okay, listen, thank you, Michelle and Andy. Thank you very much indeed. Morning to you.